Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. How's it going? Pretty good, thanks. All right, so let's start off with a couple songs. I will wait for a bunch of our friends to arrive because there's a lot of seats in the front row that are open. And I have a lot of things to show you guys, and I have a lot of candy to give away. So welcome to the front if anyone wants to come up. So before we start, let's just sing a few songs, and we'll let our friends come in, all right? So who has a song? If you have a song, raise your hand, and we'll see what you can do, all right? Yeah.
71.
71? Okay, number 71. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
God has made a way to heaven. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, anyone else have a song they want to give out? All right, Sammy.
90.
Number 90. There's a friend for little We have two guys that give out a song, so any young ladies want to give out a song? Go ahead. 96, okay. Number 96.
When he cometh to make up his jewels, all his jewels, precious jewels, his loved and his own, like the stars of the morning, his bright
we
Okay. Anybody else have a song that they give out? I mean, from this section here. All right, Emily? 59. Let's talk about Jesus,
the King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords supreme, through all eternity. The great I Am, the way, the truth, the light, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Isn't He wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard, it's recorded in God's Word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Wonderful.
We're so glad that so many of the boys and girls, I'm going to call you guys my friends, are in the front row here this morning. You know, if you're in the back row and or you're with your parents and you're a little shy, but you maybe want to come up, feel free to come up. If you want to, bring your parents with you. There's plenty of room. That's great as well. If you want to sit back there, that's okay as well. But I have a lot of cool things to show you guys. And if you're sitting in the back, you're probably not going to be able to properly see, and I also have some candy and some stuff to help motivate people to sit in the front. Yesterday evening, I was at the pool at the hotel. Raise your hand if you're at the pool at the hotel. Raise your hand if you heard the noise from two blocks away from at the pool at the hotel. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. You know, in previous years, I've always played hockey, but this year I traded my hockey stick for a bathing suit, and I went to the pool with my little daughter, Lori. And there was a lot of kids there. You know, how many kids do you think were in the pool last night? Yeah, how many? You don't know? Were there 10, maybe? 10? Who thinks there's more than 10? Yeah, how many do you think there were?
30 or so.
30? Okay, I think there were 30 parents on the side. Now, how many kids are in the pool? Yeah.
50.
I counted more than that. Yeah.
20?
Higher? 70. I counted 70 kids in the pool. That's a lot of kids. And we said, I think there's over 100 kids at this conference, so most of them are in the pool. So that's pretty cool, right? And, you know, the Lord helped us. No one was, I don't think anyone was injured. 70 kids went in and 70 kids came out, you know? And that's really good. That's what we want, right? But I'm counting in the front row, and I only count like 30. So maybe your friends are missing. Maybe if they couldn't make it this morning, maybe people got sick. I totally understand. But I know there's more room in the front. So if there was that much participation in the pool, I hope we can have as much participation this morning. Hopefully a little quieter because it'll get real loud. Okay, so we're going to start with a word of prayer. So we're going to close our eyes and ask the Lord for his help before we start. So let's pray. Our God and Father, thank you this morning that we can sing these songs that glorify your Son, the Lord Jesus. We thank you that we can have this time to talk about these stories from your word and have them applied to our lives. You just pray that you may give me wisdom and just a clear message so that every boy and girl might clearly understand the message of salvation. We pray also for those that might still be traveling for a journey of mercies. In the name of Jesus, we ask these things. Amen. All right, so for starters, I'd like to read a verse in Hebrews chapter 2. So if you have a Bible, raise your hand if you have a Bible. You will be needing your Bible. If you don't have a Bible, that's okay. You can listen, right? You have 2 ears, we can listen. If you have any questions, what do we do if you have questions?
Raise your hand.
My name is E.T. You can call me E.T., Mr. E.T., that's okay too. If you have any questions, I'm from Montreal, Quebec, and I'm very happy to be able to share Sunday school with you guys here today, okay? So I want to talk to you about three main words. First word, oh, and by the way, I'm going to walk around a bit. Not that I'm nervous, but I like to involve everyone, all right? So I'm expecting people, if you're in the front row, to be paying attention. If not, I'll be asking you a question. Sounds good? Is that a good deal? All right? So we're going to start off in the verse in Hebrews chapter 2, but I want to talk about my 3 words. I want to talk about the word reject, accept, neglect. I'll say it again. Reject, accept, neglect. One more time.
Reject, accept, neglect.
Now, is there a difference between these words? There is, right? And we'll kind of get into that in a little bit. So I'm going to need some help as well. So we're going to start off with reading Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3. Do you have a volunteer to read the verse for me this morning? Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3.
Neglect so great salvation, we at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him.
That's right. Thank you very much. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? That's really the verse that the Lord put on my heart to share with you guys this morning. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? You know, neglecting is not the same as rejecting in the sense of the word. Neglecting is putting something off, is saying, I'll do it later, I'll think about it, or it's not important right now. We'll get to that later, but to reject something, if I say, Levi, do you want a candy? And he says yes, that's accepting. If he says no, that's rejecting. If he's neglecting, that means he could just ignore me and look at something else or talk to his friend or something. That would be what neglecting would be. And you know what? That's what I feel might be the biggest issue from keeping boys and girls who are raised in Christian families with godly parents who open the Word of God with them from getting into heaven. It's not that they don't know the gospel. It's not that they haven't heard the message or the story of the gospel. They haven't even known your verse. Maybe you know your verse today. You look like you have a real nice suit on or a nice dress, and you look good. You know the verse. You know the message of the gospel. Maybe you've neglected it for yourself. You maybe know it in your head, but never got into your feet. I spent some time a few years ago in Malawi, Africa. We were doing some preaching in some schools, and there in the schools, they had a problem because the kids wouldn't really pay attention. They'd be looking at you or kind of looking around. They're in the room. They're sitting down. They're quiet, but they're not paying attention. And so the teachers, they would do certain things in the class to get the kids to pay attention. So we're going to do that today. Are you with me? Are you with me? Are you with me? All right. So we're going to start off with talking about, let's say I'm the teacher here in Malawi, Africa. We'll say where I'm in the city of Chitipa in the north of Malawi. And so the teacher would come up in the room and says, class, I want you to pay attention. The class was all kind of talking, and as kids do, right? We all like to chat and talk. and says, he says, all right, you guys are going to do what I do. All right, so the teacher says to the kids, all right, everyone, hands up. So the kids put their hands up. Let's see some hands up, people. Old people, too. Let's go. Or young people, too. Hands up, hands down. Hands up, hands down. Clap once, clap twice, hands up, hands down. And so at any moment when the teacher felt he was losing the audience, he was losing the attention of the audience, the people were being neglectful, he'd say the same thing. He said, all right, guys, hands up, hands down. Hands up, hands down. Clap once, clap twice, hands up, hands down. Faster, hands up, hands down. Hands up, hands down. Clap once, clap twice, hands up, hands down. All right? We're all on the same page. This is good. This is excellent. And so this way, the teacher would have the attention of the class. And if ever any moment there was a distraction or a dog was barking outside and the kids would look out the window, he'd immediately make them do the reaction to make sure they were back in track. Okay. But this verse here, neglecting so great a salvation, this is something that is a very serious topic. It's the most important thing that we could talk about today at this conference, about neglecting the state of your eternal soul. To neglect means to put off, to not think about. I want you guys to think about it for a second. What would be reasons why people might neglect salvation? Any volunteers? Yeah. They want to fit in with the world. That's a very good answer. Yep. Peer pressure. Something that happens. Anyone else have things they want to talk about? Yeah. Because they don't want to. That's a very honest answer. But to help us along here, just for sake of time, everyone that's sitting in the front two rows, please look underneath your seat. If you see a blue sticker underneath your seat, hold it up in the air. There should be about 12 of them. Hold it up in the air if you have it. There might be one in your row too, actually, third row. So I see one. Hey, Teddy, look underneath your seat. Look underneath. Yeah. You see one? I put a couple here, so there should be at least 10. Who has one here? There's definitely ones in this row, guys. I see one, two, three. There might be one around here. Maybe it's in your neighbor's seat. If they don't find it, you get it. You win. All right? Good job. Maybe there was one here. Hey, Trick, want to look underneath that one? All right, that's good. Good job. Okay, so let's start off. We're going to read them out loud. And these are reasons why people might neglect their salvation. Okay, let's start with you. What does it say on the paper?
Too busy.
Too busy. You guys ever hear that? People say that, I'm too busy. Now, if you kids think you're too busy, wait till you get to be my age or older. You have a lot more things to be busy about, but that's still an excuse. People say, I'm just too busy to think about salvation, so I'm going to put it off for another time. Hey, thanks so much. Okay, anyone else? Is there another paper underneath there? I think there might be one here. Nope, well, I guess not there. All right, yeah.
Money.
Money. That's right. There was a dollar sign on that one. Yeah, money. People might be too busy because they say, you know what, I got money. I got possessions. I don't have time, or it's not really a priority because I have success, so I don't need to worry about salvation. I'll just neglect it. And that's what happened with the rich young ruler, right? He had a lot of possessions, and he did not want to accept what Jesus was offering. All right, Henry. Can I see it? It says family. Family, that could be a good thing or a bad thing. If your family is all believers, if they're all Christians in your family, you might think, well, that's really good. Like, your siblings, you can share Christ with your siblings. But maybe you think, well, my mom and my dad are saved. My grandma and grandpa are saved. My cousins and my brother and sisters are saved. I'm okay. Because when they go to heaven, they'll take me with them. Or I'll be okay. I'll think about it later. So that's something that can happen, right? Family can be a help, but also a hindrance if we don't personally make it a decision for ourselves. Yeah, just hold on to it, all right? What does it say, Teddy?
God loves me
anyhow. Some people think that. They say, well, yeah, I'll be right there in a sec. God loves me anyhow. You know, even if I've done bad things, you know, the Bible says for God to love the world. So that means that whether or not I believe, you know, he still loves me and he'll accept me into heaven. Is that true? That's not true. Because God does love you. He gave his only son to die for you, but you have to personally accept him as your Savior. If I say to my little nephew here, Teddy, I love you, Teddy. I'll give you a candy. But Teddy has to accept it for himself. He has to do something. He has to reach out and get it. And salvation, it's a free gift, but you have to accept it for yourself. Good job.
When I'm older.
Yeah, people talk, say that sometimes, right? I'm young. I got my life ahead of me. Maybe you're a young person in this room and you're thinking, yeah, it's pretty good to talk about God, but you know, I got my career, I got my education, I got my courtship, I got my relationship. When I'm older, I'll think about it. Yeah. Later. Yeah, later. They say the roads, and I know the saying in French, I'm going to try to translate it in English here. The roads to tomorrow lead to the cities of never. So today is the day of salvation. Here you go. Anybody else? You have one? Yeah.
I'm not a bad person.
I'm not a bad person. That's right. Maybe you're sitting in the front row, you're like, look at those kids in the back row. I'm better than them. I know my verses. I go to the meetings. I'm a good kid. No, that's not good enough, because every one of us have to deal with a perfect standard. God, his standard is perfection. So maybe you're not as quote-unquote bad, but you're not perfect. And the only way to be perfect is to accept what God has given for your soul, the sacrifice of his son. Anyone else? Yeah.
Check out other options.
Yeah, maybe you're in school and your teacher is teaching you about other religions, other options, other ways that you can go to God. Yeah, maybe you want to check out other options to make an educated decision, you say. But you know what? There's only one way to God. John 14:6. Who knows John 14:6? Yeah, India? John 14:6. Jesus said, that's right. I think that's the right reference. Is that the right reference? John 14:6? Phew. Pressure up here. All right. Anyone else have one? Oh, yeah, in the back. Yeah. I'm not that bad. That's right. We talked about that before, right? How we think that, oh, compared to the other guy, I'm not that bad. I'm okay. Ready to catch? Good job. Yeah.
I know.
Is it I-K-N-O-W? Yeah. Okay. I know. Say, I know enough about, like, I know about God. I know about the Bible. If you ask me a question, I'll have my hand up. I'll answer it. But we talked about earlier how that you might have knowledge in your head, but not have the knowledge in your heart. Let's sing one more song. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I completely forgot about you.
I'm too young.
That's a good one as well. Now, anyone else forget one? I didn't forget anybody else. I'm too young. Yeah, maybe you're sitting in the front row. You're saying, I'm too young to make a decision. All these people in suits, they're talking and they're preaching. And that's maybe for them, but not for me. I'm too young. It's not, maybe when I'm older. Hey, thanks a lot. Sorry about that. Anyone have a song they want to give out? Maybe from this section over here? There is? There's one. Where is it? You want to get it? Where is it? Are you holding? Did we do it yet? Oh, another one. Ho, ho, ho. Who want? Oh, it says know my verse. Yeah. Knowing my verse. Who here knows their verse for the week? No one knows their verse for the week? Oh, I'll just bury that one. I'm sure in your home assembly, people have, your parents or your teachers helped you with their verses. But knowing your verse is not enough. Now, did you already get a candy? You didn't get one yet? What does your paper say? Oh, yeah, this is a good one. It's not cool. People say it's not cool to be a Christian. I'm going to neglect accepting Christ because it's not really cool. Because the cool kids, you know, they wear like different type of clothes, or maybe we all want to fit in a different way. They say certain words. They listen to certain types of music. That's the cool stuff to do. But to be a Christian, to go to a conference, and there's no like really cool music, although hymn seems to be pretty cool, but relatively speaking, it's not a rock concert. You might think, that's not cool enough for me. But you know what? To be cool is not what God is looking for. He's looking for your heart to be turned to him. Now, you had two papers, right? So you're going to get one because you sat beside the person who had two. Okay, so let's sing another song, all right? Who has a song they want to sing? Yeah, what number?
Number 10.
Number 10. All right, let's sing verse 1 and 4, okay? And once again, I want to invite any child that's in the back row or in the room that wants to come to the front. We still have a couple spots available. Just feel free. If not, you're okay right there as well, okay? Verse 1 and 4. Around the throne of talk about a few about neglect. Now, who knows what this means? Well, you can probably read, but what would you put this up for? Yeah.
If you have something expensive or you don't want anybody to take to put that up, so they don't take it.
That's right. I have a landscaping company. We rented out a warehouse. And a couple times it's been broken into before. Hopefully not this weekend. But we weren't there when it was broken into. But when I rented the place, they said you got to put cameras up to make sure that people know that you can protect your stuff because it's a lot of people walk by that area. So I'm going to put up cameras. So this is a warning that we're filming what's going on. Now, I have a camera that if I have my cell phone, I can look at it. And I can see exactly what's going on at that shop or at my house. But today, in this room in 2019, there's someone that can see even more than what my camera can see. God knows the heart. He sees inside every single one of us. He knows what your thoughts are. He knows what you're thinking. He knows what you're doing. And he is watching and knows every thought and intent of our heart. So this is something that we can't hide from. We can't neglect. You can pretend that you think God can't hear you or can't see you. You can try to hide from God. Someone tried to hide from God in the Bible. Who knows what that guy's name was?
Jonah.
Jonah. Raise your hand. All right. What is it?
Jonah.
Jonah. Okay. Jonah. Could Jonah hide from God? Did it work? Didn't work, right? Yeah. It didn't work, right? That's right. Good answer. Okay. Another sign. What does it say? Keep out. Now, who would put that up? Yeah.
If you have property and you don't want anybody to go in.
That's right. If you have private property. Now, if we're here in Canada, we don't put these up. If you're in the States, it's more of an American thing, I think. But I'm not getting political this morning, but just saying. So people put these up. In areas, and I have seen them in Canada, to be honest. Keep out. It means you have to keep out of this certain area. It's a private area. Here, I'll take that. Yeah, it's a private area. You don't want anyone to trespass because it's your area. And, you know, this morning, we talked a little bit about neglecting so great a salvation. This morning, God, if I could just put it this way, to make it figurative, has a sign. It says, keep out of hell. Keep out. I don't want you to go there. I don't want any boy or girl or older person to go to this terrible place called hell. Keep out. But if you neglect what God is telling you, there's no hope. This sign, if it's clearly posted, and you just rip it away and you say, I'm going there anyway, I'm going to disobey what rules say, I am sorry, my friend. There is no hope for you if you choose to go down that path. Now, God is merciful. He, in time, you might reject today but accept tomorrow, but we're not guaranteed tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. Behold, now is the acceptable time. So who here can help me hold this sign? You want to help me out? Okay, you just hold it, all right? Take care of it. And maybe someone else can hold the camera sign if I can find it again. You want to hold it? All right, you got to hold this one. What does this say? Who knows here what Kijiji is or Craigslist? Yeah, you try to sell things on Craigslist. I have a terrible luck with Craigslist or Kijiji. I try selling stuff, and I really have a hard time. So usually you start off with for sale. Let's say it's $1,000. You write $1,000 on it. Let's say I'm trying to sell an old vehicle. And eventually, after 2 or 3 weeks, you try to lower the price. We'll put it to $800. And then you see that new rigid toolkit at Home Depot that you really want, and it's $500. So you say, if I sell the truck, I get the toolkit. You write $500. No one's buying it. No one wants to buy it. Eventually, you say, look, I'm just giving up. My handwriting is terrible. Free. Give up. I just want it gone. I want this thing out of my life. I want to move on and have room in my garage or whatever else you have. And, you know, salvation is not like this. God is not bargaining. He's not saying, all right, and I've been to different places in the world where you have to bargain. Like in India, you're expected to bargain over stuff and the price starts really high and you go back and forth and eventually the price goes down. But not here with salvation. God is not going to cut you a deal. He's not going to cut you a liquidation special to get into heaven. He's not going to cut you a sale. He says, my gift is free. The gift of my son is absolutely free. And if you neglect it, it's on your terms. It's going to be because you chose to reject what I gave you. So free. We sing a song, right? Salvation is a big word, but I am not too small to know Christ died in Calvary from sin to save us all. And we sing, then the chorus goes, the gift of God is free, for Jesus died for sinners, even you and me. So could someone hold the sign, free sign for me? Yeah, all right. It's all right. I want to talk to you about something else here. I'm running out of time. I'm having so much fun here. This is really a lot of fun. Thank you for paying attention, guys. You guys are a great front row and also second row, too, and everybody else. So this is, who knows what this is? Yeah. Tape. Now, why would I use this for? Yeah. That's right. Construction. You want to keep people out? Anyone else know why this is used? Yeah. That's right. You're kept out so that no one gets hurt. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So we put tape around to protect the area so people stay out of that area, right? And I want to talk to you guys about something that's happening in my hometown of Montreal right now. We're going through a flood. There's a flooding going on in my city. And part of it has been underwater, certain parts. Thankfully, my house is on higher ground. I'm safe. But in certain parts of the Montreal area and suburbs, there's been an evacuation warning. Places like in Rigo, Hudson area, Hawkesbury, close to there, the highway goes close to the river, and people live there, and people are being evacuated. Yeah?
I remember in some houses it floods so much that
they're on stilts. That's right. Some houses are on stilts because of all the flooding. And so these houses are being flooded. And so, because of all the flooding, the mayor has issued an evacuation notice. Now, what does that mean, an evacuation notice? Yeah.
Get out of here, something's dangerous.
So he says, as of this date, you have to evacuate the city. You have to evacuate this area because of the danger. And what they've done is they've taken tape, like this, and we're going to tape off an area here. And he's taking the tape, and he says, look, we are going to block off. Can you give me a hand? Loop it around the end. Right there. Keep going this way. Do another twist around. He says, we're going to block off certain areas of the city. And if you choose, and he says, we're going to say that you cannot go back in this area because it's dangerous. Sorry here, Savannah, but for the sake of progress. Thank you. All right, I'm trying not to hit you. So we're going to close off this area. He says, if you go out, sorry, all right. If you choose to go back into this area, you're on your own. He says, we're giving you warnings. In 2017, we had a big flood area, a flood in Montreal, and people's homes were lost. People were, I don't think anyone died, but people were taken away in helicopters, and it cost the city a lot of money. And so they said, we are setting up a perimeter. And if you go inside this perimeter, you're on your own. And they took a keep out sign like this, and they posted them all around. And the mayor went on the TV, and he said, and the radios too, and put stuff all over the internet. He said, if you choose to go into that perimeter, if you go where it's not safe, you're on your own. We're not coming to get you. And he made it very clear. He says, it sounds mean, but we know that the water is rising, and the water is rising at some point 6 inches an hour. And if you don't, hey guys, don't touch the wire, okay? My safety tape here is very important. So just pay attention, all right? Hands up, hands up, hands up, hands down, hands up, hands down. Clap once, clap twice, hands up, hands down. And so the mayor said, if you choose to go into this area, you are on your own. We are not coming for you. And he made it so clear. He had the police chief say the same thing. The fire chief say the same thing. And you know what? Some people, they said, you know what? We're going to stay here anyway. I was just Googling the updates this morning on my phone. And there's one guy, he said, I took off my phone, I shut off the radio, and I unplugged the TV. I don't want to hear what they're saying. I don't care. I'm staying here. This is my home. I'm gonna be okay. So this guy, can you hold this for a second? He had a safety plan, he said. He says, I'm going to survive this storm, this flood, because I got my rain gear on. So he says, I have gone to the store. I got provisions. I got everything I need. Let's hope I fit this. I'm going to put this over here. And so this young man, he's an older man, he said, I'm not going to leave the area. I got my rain gear on. Probably putting this on crooked. Who knows what these are?
They're called waders.
Waders, yeah. He's like, I got my waders on. I'm good. He says, I don't care how much rain comes, they're not going to get me. Now, he probably wouldn't be wearing the same outfit I'm wearing here today, because we'd all be in a lot of trouble. But he's wearing his waders. Not bad. That's cool. All right, so he says, thank you. Thanks, Emma. So he says, I don't care what the city says, what the police say, what the army says. I'm staying put. I'm wearing my waders. I'm good to go. But the problem is, I'm not that good at math, but if water's rising 6 inches an hour, how long till 4 feet is... How many hours did that take to go up 4 feet divided by 6 inches? That's how many hours? Anybody? Any homeschool students here? Yeah.
40 hours.
40? That's even more. So 6, 12, 18, 24. How many hours? 8. 8, maybe 8. 8. We'll go with 8. 8 hours. 8 hours before these waders are no good. And it makes you think of the story of the flood of Noah, right? Noah's flood. Noah's preaching and warning people for all this time, saying, you have to get out. You have to get on the ark. And what do the people say? They mocked him. They laughed him. They said, no, we got our own plan. And I saw a picture recently of like some tall mountains and people holding on the mountain as the water was rising and the ark was floating away. It was a really cool picture. And people were calling out to the ark saying, come and get us. But it was too late, because God had shut that door. But today, the offer of salvation is still open. Today, if you are able to hear my voice, if you're listening to this tape recording, maybe from a conference, maybe you're driving in the car with your parents, maybe you're at home, you're listening. If you can hear this message, the gospel is still open for you. You still have the ability to listen, and you're still able to hear what God is telling you today. I'm really running out of time, so I really got to compress here, but that's okay. So God shut the door. So this man, I don't know what's going to happen with him. He's probably going to be flooded out. Maybe he'll be washed out to sea. Maybe he has a boat that he can row away. But he's neglected to hear this message. So it'll be really too bad today to have boys and girls, maybe older ones, maybe young people that are sitting conference after conference and hardening their hearts and rejecting what the message of the gospel is. The message of the gospel is simple. We've talked about it last night. We've gone over it many times. Many of you kids probably could say a lot of verses that in regards to the gospel and tell me about the way they got to God. But have you made that acceptance for yourself personally? Have you accepted God's free gift? God says, keep out of hell. Do not neglect. Do not neglect. You know, we talked about the three words at the beginning. I didn't cover them that much. We had, what were the words again? Yeah. Reject. Accept. Reject. Neglect. I'll give you candy, but it's so far down I can't reach it. So, accept, reject, and neglect. So today you either stand in those one of these three categories. Either you've said, I accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. He is my Lord. I am nowhere I'm going. Either you are rejecting. You have said, no, it's not for me. I reject God. Or maybe you're saying, I'm going to neglect it. I'm just going to deal with it when I'm older or later. And all those reasons. You guys still have those blue papers? Some of them are floating around. Be sure to collect them up after. But you have those blue papers. Maybe that's one of the reasons you're giving. And that's not good enough. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. A few years ago, I was at my meeting room in Montreal. We were raking up leaves. And I looked outside in the backyard, and there was these houses. And I saw flames coming through one of the, up in the kitchen, up through the window. So I ran, I jumped over the fence, I ran to the door, I started banging on the door, and I said, there's a fire, come out. And the kid came to the door, probably the same age, as a bit older than him, Levi's age, comes up to the door, and the fire was here on the side, and he walked up to the door, oblivious to the fire. And I said, open the door, your house is on fire. And he's like, no. I was like, buddy, like, I'm about to kick this door down, so get out of the way. Thankfully, he saw the fire and then ran away in the living room. I was like, all right, 10 seconds, I'm going to kick the door down. And he came back, finally opened the door, and I was able to get in and switch off the electrical panel and put out the fire. But that could have burnt his house down. But he was ignorant at first of the fire. When he saw it, he acted. So today, if you hear what we're saying today, you're not ignorant. You can't say, I never knew. You can't say, oh, no one ever told me clearly the message of salvation. We talked about salvation being free. We talked about how God always sees us, right? We talked about how God is saying, keep out of hell. Today, do not harden your hearts. Do not be like that guy that disregarded everything that the city was trying to tell him, that the authority was trying to tell him. So I'm right at the end here. Does anyone have any questions? So sometimes, you know, I get excited, I speak too fast, or I'm not clear. Does anyone have a question that maybe I'll be clear? Yeah.
You mentioned the Noah's Ark stuff, like where the people wanted to get back in the ark, but at first they didn't know what he was doing and they were laughing at him.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Wouldn't you think that would be able to swim?
Yeah, but it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. I saw kids swimming in the pool for an hour and they were tired. So there's no way you're going to make it for 40 days and 40 nights. So, and plus you got to eat, right? So it would have been hard. So really, the message of salvation is for today. It's for now. It's not for later. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Jesus Christ died on the cross for you. He shed his blood. If you put your faith and trust in him, if you accept it, like Teddy accepted that free gift, you can be saved. Anyone else have a question? All right, let's bow our heads. And let's pray, okay, guys? Father, thank you that we can open up your precious word. We can talk about the importance to not be neglectful. We can talk about the importance of us not despising what your word has said. We pray that every boy and girl might accept this for themselves. We pray that they might make it personal to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. We pray there might be joy in heaven over a sinner that repents this morning. We ask these things to your glory, Lord Jesus, in your name. Amen.